Now, for the finish of this game, we're going to switch over to what is probably one of the most famous calls in the history of Bay Area sports. Longtime Cal announcer Joe Starkey calls the final minute of the most amazing finish in big game history.
The Bears better not celebrate too soon. Obviously, there will be no punt. There's no way they would even think about it. But here's the game. Fourth and 17, back at the 13-yard line. Bears start to peel off. Elway back to throw inside his five. He's got to get this one. Looks way down. That play will not count. Wait a minute. There's a possibility the receiver came back in from out of bounds. At least that's the way we saw it. Yeah, it's no good. No, the play counts. Play counts. So it's first and 10 at the 39-yard line. I thought he came in from out of bounds to catch the ball, but nobody called that. So with 31 seconds to go, they still have that timeout left, but still need to get a little further downfield. Here's Elway bringing him up. Pitch back. Breaking to his left is Dotterer. Dotterer may go all the way. He is dropped at the 17-yard line. He swept to his left on a beautiful play. Anderson and Rogers make the tackle, but Stanford is now in position to win with a field goal. Oh, my goodness, what a finish. Clock has 23 seconds remaining, and they still have their timeout left. The tackle, Stanford calls the timeout and sets themselves up to win the game with a field goal of 35 yards. What a finish. I'll tell you, this is something. And for John Elway to pull this out after being fourth and 17 on his own 13-yard line with less than a minute to go is one of the most remarkable finishes you'll ever see. Harmon's a great kicker. This is a gimme for Harmon from the 35, a 35-yard kick, 8 seconds to go. Mark Harmon, 35-yard kick will win it. Listen to the crowd. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It is long enough. It is good. Stanford hits it with 4 seconds to go and takes the lead 20-19. Only a miracle can save the Bears. The Stanford piles out on the field. Situation. They have only one timeout left. They pretty well have to run it back to save the game. And boy, talk about a heartbreaking way to lose. But what a great way to win if you are a Stanford fan. 8 seconds to go, 35-yard kick by Harmon. It'll go right up there with Langford's kick in 74. Which was further, of course, a 50-yarder at the buzzer. The Bears' problem is that although the kickoff will now come from the 25-yard line, it's unlikely that Ford can get the ball and get out of bounds far enough upfield to set up one try at the field goal. What a recovery by Stanford. You have to give them all sorts of credit. Fourth and 17 at their own 13-yard line to beat Sherryman in the face. They pulled it out. What a show. All right, here we go with the kickoff. Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline. Another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going into the end zone. Will it count? The Bears have scored, but the bands are out on the field. There were flags all over the place. Wait and see what happens. We don't know who won the game. There are flags on the field. We have to see whether or not the flags are against Stafford or Cal. The Bears may have made some illegal laterals. It could be that it won't count. The Bears, believe it or not, took it all the way into the end zone. If the penalty is against Stanford, California would win the game. If it is not, the game is over and Stanford is won. We've heard no decision yet. Everybody's milling around on the field. The Bears! The Bears have won! The Bears have won! Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game over Stanford. Oh, excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it in the history of I've ever seen any game in my life. The Bears have won it. There will be no extra points.